keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maddie and Cameron with your 9am Z Lions. In local news, a man is suffering a life-threatening head injury after he fell from the Crystal Cascades ledge. The man had fallen from a ledge on the way to the Crystal Cascades near Cairns yesterday afternoon. The site has a history of incidents including a tourist dying after failing to resurface at the swimming spot and multiple drownings at the site. Families are calling for more warnings and signage at the location after the tragedy. After being open for almost four decades, Gold Coast Sea World Tourist Monorail is set to close. After opening in 1986, the monorail was unique within Australia, being the first of its kind. Since 2019, it has unfortunately been dormant. The monorail has done 330,000 trips around the park, but after the new Atlantis attraction began in construction, Village Roadshow Theme Park COO Bikash Ranara said the rail would close. He said the monorail opened at SeaWorld in 1986 to become Australia's first monorail system and upon closing, the last. In national news, Sydney's new Metro M1 line, stretching from Chatswood to Sydenham, has officially opened, marking a major milestone in the city's public transport development. The 30-kilometre line is designed to alleviate congestion and significantly shorten travel times across the region. Equipped with modern facilities and advanced safety features, it promises a superior commuting experience. New South Wales Premier Chris Minns highlighted the impact, stating, "The new M1 line will transform the way people travel across Sydney, making it easier, faster and more convenient. The project reflects Sydney's dedication to enhancing urban mobility."
Labor MP Mike Freelander urges his party to take more decisive action on gambling ad reforms, emphasising the significant harm gambling causes in communities. "It destroys families, ruins livelihoods, and devastates communities," Freelander says. Freelander is pushing for comprehensive measures beyond what the government has proposed. He supports a total ban on gambling ads and criticises the current approach as insufficient. His stand reflects the growing concerns about the impacts of gambling ads, particularly in at-high-risk communities. In international news, Belarus has recently deployed troops along its border with Ukraine as tensions escalate in the region. This strategic move comes amidst Kiev's intensified military operations against the Russian-backed forces. The Belarusian Ministry of Defense explained, "We are responding to the increased threat on our borders and ensuring our security. This deployment introduces new complexities to the already volatile situation, raising fears of a broader confrontation. As Belarus and Ukraine continue to navigate these heightened tensions, the international community watches closely, concerned about the potential future for the region's instability." For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers and some winds. It is currently 17 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is not rated, and the UV index is expected to reach 6, which is in the high band.
That's all for your news at 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website 4ZZZ.org.au/news.